We get it almost every night.
All right, back at it here. I'm going to start with Dr. Anthony Fauci for this part of the program. He's America's favorite doctor, right? The smartest man in the world, according to those on the left. Whenever he says something that they think contradicts the president, he becomes the smartest guy in the room, and national lockdowns and mask mandates and all of that. That's what he is sometimes advocating and sometimes not. But here's when they don't like him. Here's when the left doesn't like Dr. Anthony Fauci. They don't like him at all when he says the president is doing exactly what we've talked about. The president is doing exactly what he should be doing. The president is doing everything right. So he again takes time to shoot down the lies being pumped out by Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats about the potential coronavirus vaccine. Is it political? Is it being fast-tracked to help Donald Trump get elected? Those are questions being put forth. Bite number one, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Go. Bite one.
Dr. Fauci, some people said it was political to ask the states to get ready to distribute the vaccine in October. Is that true or false?
That's false. The reason that was done is because we want to make sure that when a decision is made, that we will be ready to distribute the vaccine.
And there you go. We need to be ready to distribute the vaccine. That's all. It's not political. Then the liberals' favorite good doctor dispelled other myths, like the idea that corners are being cut on the way to a vaccine to save American lives and maybe lives all over the world, that somehow corners are being cut. No, they're not. Bite two, Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, you've been around since the Reagan years. You've seen lots of diseases, pandemics, and lots of responses to it. Is the administration cutting corners in safety and efficacy in its effort to produce vaccines and treatments rapidly?
Not at all, Mr. Chairman. In fact, the rapidity of where we are right now is a reflection of the technological advances in vaccine platform technology, as well as the risks that were taken financially so that we'll have doses available when the decision is made by the FDA as to the safety and efficacy, as you've heard from Dr. Hahn. So we're there's risking, no cutting corners.
We're risking the taxpayers' money, but we're not risking safety and efficacy. Is that your testimony?
Yes, it is. That's absolutely correct.
So there you go. We're doing the right thing, pursuing it properly, getting a vaccine, going through the proper procedures, four companies now in final stage, phase three studies. Phase three human research studies to see that the vaccine will work and be effective and be able to hopefully bring this virus to a final conclusion. Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues to be on the road. You may have noticed Donald Trump out there on the road every day. Seems like it anyway. He's out there talking every day. Joe Biden, half the days he doesn't come out past 12 noon. Now, why is that? Why is it that they're putting a lid on Joe at 9 in the morning? Not letting him out. And what about Kamala Harris? Where is she these days? Why is she not out on the campaign trail? That also seems quite odd, doesn't it? The New York Times, among a growing chorus of left-leaning media outlets, saying, wait a second, where is she? She's basically gone into hiding, they say, since she got on the ticket. Let's go to bite number five. Bite five with the New York Times complaining on MSNBC about a lack of access to anybody in the Biden campaign. Bite five, go.
Effective. Kamala Harris has actually, as you mentioned, become a bit of a flashpoint. She's been pretty invisible. She has not done a press availability in, you know, really since she's been picked. And look, it's getting late. I mean, this is her. She has been the running mate for about half the time that, you know, it is between now and the election. And that's become a bit of a mystery. Now, the campaign would say that they will do these. They're just waiting for the right time. And the debates will probably move the needle far more than anything they can do in individual media presences. But still, it is becoming an issue. And it's something certainly, you know, in the parochial world of the press that we've talked about a lot.
The debates can certainly move the needle. We'll see how that's handled coming up on Tuesday next week, the 29th of September, provided Joe Biden appears. Can't wait to hear that he has coronavirus and has to go into hiding for 2 weeks completely on lockdown. I mean, wouldn't you expect that to be the next game to be played? 39 days away now, I believe. Or is it 40? I guess it's 40 days out. Joe Scarborough at MSNBC feels the same way about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hiding from the press, trying to figure out where they are because it doesn't look good. You see Donald Trump every day. He's everywhere. But what about Joe Biden? What about Kamala Harris? Where are they? Bite six. Joe Scarborough, bite six.
That it feels like you never see Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. But I'm hearing even this week some grumblings about Kamala Harris, who a lot of people believe is a great asset to the campaign, not being out there more, not talking to the press more often. She does some local interviews when she travels, for sure, and that's an important part of it. But the basement campaign is something that Donald Trump has gone after Joe Biden for. Is there something to that, and how is the campaign approaching the exposure of both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
Yeah, I mean, these are two different things in some ways. I mean, one, the exposure as far as visibility, doing rallies, having your people go door to door is kind of a separate kind of voter outreach issue. And then the other part of voter outreach is media. And you're right. I mean, Joe Biden has not done the number of interviews, certainly national, that Donald Trump has.
He hasn't done anywhere near the number of interviews ever. And in fact, if you go look at Joe Biden, in his debate, the vice presidential debate with Paul Ryan in 2012, you look at Joe Biden in 2012 debating Paul Ryan, quick, on his feet, jab, 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 parry, dodge, thrust, compared to where he is today. In fact, look at this. We've got a moment. Bite three. Joe Biden just seems weaker every day. Bite three. Play this.
She's so damn bright and knowledgeable. I mean, she's ready to be president on day one if somebody pushed me off a roof or something.
If somebody pushed me off a roof or something. Really? Really? Okay. 25 after on this Thursday. You're in the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.